Miss you today with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. A little bit of a sad morning today, Bob, as we found out that our good friend of agriculture, Glenn Payne, has passed away. And I know you guys kind of got started around the same time.
Yeah, Casey, it's funny. Glenn and I come on the yards in 81 together. And, you know, Glenn was buying cattle. And back then, we were still selling cattle in the alley. And I was brand new on the yards and didn't know frontwards from backwards. And since 81 till now, we've just grown and, you know, got to know each other. Glenn had a commission company. We have a commission company. We were, you know, rival competitors, but, it's a sad day. I mean, we're going to miss Glenn and I hate he passed away, and my condolences out to Kelly and their family, and, you know, whatever we need to do for their family's sake, just reach out to us and we'll be glad to do it.
Well, thank you for that, Bob. So what did the livestock markets look like a little bit this week?
Casey, it's been good. I mean, this market hadn't faltered any. I mean, I just call the market fully steady. We've seen some we've seen some cattle with a premium in them. It was the quality and the condition was excellent. In general, we've had a steady market pretty much for the last month. People trying to buy some cattle to graze out their wheat, and they're running out of time. And these 6 weight cattle, they're pretty much, I hate the word overpriced, but they're overpriced for the guy that's trying to buy them for wheat, and it's a great problem to have for the people that sell them. Though I mean, they've got a lot of opportunity. I sold a set of cattle for a guy there Monday. His 6 weight cattle brought within $5 of what his 7 80-weight cattle brought. So I'd say the 6 weight cattle are overpriced. So if you've got those, but we're running out of time there. But it's still in your advantage right now if you've got some. But in general, overall, I mean, fat cattle market's trying to get better. Packers using every gun they've got to try to keep it beat down. According to them, they're losing money, which, you know, where they are not, that's what they're using. And they're not wanting to pay up for these cattle. I did hear some cattle up in way up in Iowa bringing in 86 to 89, but they're in a whole different market than we are. Our cattle down here kind of bringing 83 to 84 in the panhandle and southwest Kansas, but we've got a good market. And Casey, I'm back to the same deal. These calves are high, but if you can put 400 pounds on them and you've got an LRP to lock it in, the only thing we can't control is the bases, but there's still a good margin there.
Well, I know a lot of people have to be asking you, when is this going to bottom out? When is this going to end? And what are you saying back to him?
Well, I mean, here's my whole deal. You've got an opportunity to lock in the market with all the optimism built in it, and then go to sleep at night and don't worry about it. I mean, I don't know when it's going to bottom out. It's just like what went on in October. They took $62 off that market in 45 days, and it took a year and a half in 14 and 15 to take $90 off. And we did that in 30 days. So, I mean, that black swan comes in a lot of different forms. So just use the tools we've got you've got to have some risk management today. There's no need in losing, you know, back in 14 and 15, these people lose $600 to $700 a head on their cattle they turned out. And you don't overcome that. I mean, you get back on your feet, but it takes two or three sets of cattle just making up the loss that you have no income to cash flow. So we shouldn't get in that position today. We've got too much at our disposal to cover that.
Bob, let's talk a little bit about the video sales that you guys do at Apache. If no one has ever logged on to that, how does that work? What do people do?
Well, it's got to be in load lots, and we sell all kinds on there, but there's a big discrepancy in what a set of crossbred steers will bring versus a set of straight English black cattle, and they've got to understand that. And cattle are bought, the standards on that is a 2% shrink on the truck, and then you've got a 50 pound stop. What the buyers are trying to do, which everybody says, you know, the buyers ought to get, it doesn't matter, this is the rules of the game. You give them 2% on the truck, you got a 50 pound stop, so you need to know what you got to take some time and have some management. You got to catch weight on your cattle, know what you're going to weigh, and then there's an 8 cent slide over your base weight, which that slide is in the auctions. They're not going to give the same for an 850 weight steer as they do an 8 weight steer. So that's factored in. And it's a good tool if you've got straight loads of cattle. I mean, it's just another option to market your cattle. And we've got a lot of people that it's probably only, Casey, I would say over the number of cattle we run, it's probably only 20% of our customers do that, and then probably only about 30% of them fit that, because if you're running 200 cows, it's hard to get a straight load of steers and a straight load of heifers that will fit on that. I mean, you got to be running 500 cows or more to do that, and you'll only probably get maybe two loads of steers and a load of heifers time you take off your keepers. But it's another tool to market your cattle.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. You guys at Stockman's are offering something for everybody, right?
Yes, we've been doing that for 25 years now.
Well, if they want to visit with you about it, how do they get in touch with you, Bob?
1-800-926-9696. Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Greg Griffith, or myself, just give us a call, and we'll help you figure out which direction you need to go. I mean, we've got Apache on Thursdays, Oklahoma City on Monday and Tuesdays, and the video on Wednesdays.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.